Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 357. This is the show where we talk about Android apps. And every once in a while, we love to have a developer come on the show, normally of an app that we've reviewed and really liked. And that is the case in this show. So stay tuned for that. But first, let me introduce our co-host, the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. I would say same old, but it's not.
What's different?
We have a developer on a show that we're going to release on Wednesday.
What?
This is going to be a Wednesday show that gets released, and we have a developer on. Typically, we have the developers on Monday show.
I know, but if it's a Wednesday show and you're telling the listeners it's going to be released on Wednesday, they're already listening to it.
Right. Well, okay. I'm just confirming their reality to them.
Okay. I agree with you. It is true. It is not same old, look. You're right. Well, thanks, Dor. My name is Steve Cherubino. I'm the other co-host. Eric Gardini is not with us today because he had a, let's see what kind of lie we can make up. He had to go to San Francisco to, I don't know, why would somebody do that?
He was requested to be in a court hearing over salmonella and artichokes.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks, Dor. Anyway, so he won't be with us this week, but we'll be back with Eric on Friday or next week. Anyway, I'm not the one who should be fumbling my words because it's only 9:30 here. But for our guest, it's 3:30 a.m. I'm talking about Peter Adamondi calling us. He's from Triple Hill Software. He's the founder and CEO of that company, and the app they've created is Bacteris, which we talked about couple shows back and was a very cool app. So Peter, thanks very much for coming on.
Thank you for being here.
So are you tired?
Yeah. Not gonna lie, yeah, it's hard. I usually don't wake up at that time, but we can do this.
Well, thanks a lot, man. We torture our guests every time. I mean, to me, it's the pattern. It's you guys over there making the best apps. That's what it is.
Yeah, we are sorry about that, you know. But can't do anything about that.
Yeah, well, keep doing what you're doing. That's all I could say. Tell us a little bit about yourself and Triple Hill.
Yeah. So my name is Peter, as you mentioned. We are a very young company. Actually, we started at January 1st. That's our official existence. We existed before, but not in any legal manner. We developed Bacteria for about 7 months, and we just Bacteria's and released it last month. So basically, that's it. We are just a couple of friends. I studied cybernetics and artificial intelligence on the school, and then went to financial business.
Whoa, that's a major change.
Yeah, so that was kind of boring. So we were thinking about starting a company and making games, which is much more fun.
Well, what was boring, both of them?
Well, the financial industry was was boring, really.
I can imagine yeah. That.
So I was working as a programmer still, but, you know, so we started make some games. We made a lot of prototypes. We made Dracus, which was our actually first game, but that was not that good, really. but we learned from that, and we made Bacteria, which is now available on Android and iOS, and hope you guys will like it.
Yeah, well, you never tell from looking at it that it's your second game. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I'll say it is a very well-done game in the graphics, number one. So that was the first easy way for me to say, okay, I'm going to download this and play with it. And then when I started to play it, I thought, well, I know what this is. And I want to say it's like war strategy kind of game. But I will say with your game, it seemed like how fast you can play is much more of an impact to the end result, where I've played games similar to this in the past, but time wasn't really of the essence. Timing might have been important, but how quick you could do things really didn't matter. This one I found, I was literally getting like antsy doing stuff because certain times you had to like be on point and click and tap and drag fast.
Yeah, well, we had the tester group who was playing the game, and what we found out that a lot of people are doing when they play, they're used to that to play that kind of games in a manner that they move all the viruses and try to just cover the areas. So we were thinking about how to design the game so that you have to actually wait and think about what you do. So and that hopefully make the player more engaged. So that's maybe what you feel about that.
Yeah, there's certain stage where you just had to go as fast as you possibly can. Bang, 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 bang. There's other stages where you had to position yourself physically in the right area. And then there were stages where it was a little bit of both. And then there was patience required, which most of these games, patience gets you killed.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of the traits of the game. So that's one of its selling points, we believe.
Can you tell us, Peter, what the game is about and how to play it?
Yeah, so game is about the bacteria, basically killing other bacteria, or actually not killing them in like more like taking over them. So you play as a green bacteria, or a group of green bacterias, and you're trying to attack other bacterias with viruses. There are certain types of bacteria, ones that move, ones that stay in one place, and ones that move very slowly but are very strong. So so you use those types for different purposes, and you solve basically puzzles which are skill based and logically based. So that's the definition.
That's really cool. Good synopsis. Where did you come up with the idea of doing this? Why bacteria?
Well, as I said before, we made a lot of different prototypes of the games, the ideas. Some of them was good, some of them was bad. So one of the best was this bacteria. Actually, from the start, it was just circles with numbers, nothing more. There was no graphics, nothing. In long time, it stayed that way. So we were thinking like, oh, we don't need to solve the graphic stuff, and you know, don't need to make it kind of beautiful or something. But then, we have a friend, and he's quite a good artist. He's the old school graphic artist. He's doing the paints and all the stuff. And he said, "Oh, we can do something that you can, you know, put on the T-shirt or on the on something somewhere on the wall." So let's try to do this. And so we tried, and this is the result.
Wow, it's a good result. Yeah, I mean, as you were talking about that, I was picturing this with just circles and numbers, and this is a major improvement.
It was much, much worse, really.
Very cool. Dor, what else did you want to ask Peter?
Can I ask, is there a certain tool or SDK that you're using in your app development?
There are actually quite a few. First of all, it's the engine, it's Unity. Then there are Google Play game services, as well as a Game Center on iOS that was used. Some analytics tools that we used for our test sessions, and Photoshop. That's it.
Photoshop. Is it performing better on Apple or Android? In the stores?
Performing, it's better performing on Android, definitely.
Cool. That's good.
Because, well, I don't know why really. I think I have some thought, but I'm not sure. So I think it's because, well, Android users are more open to, you know, crazy concept, crazy games, and iOS are like, how to put it?
It's more conservative.
Yeah, more conservative too. Yeah. So they play more standard games or something that it's familiar for them.
I see.
Yeah. That's my opinion.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'll say Peter can say it in a politically correct manner. I'll say it in the way it is. All the old people on iOS like stuff like Bejeweled and Solitaire, where people on Android are younger people who like games that actually challenge them. I will say Dracos, it took me a second to find it. This, I think, is also a very, very gorgeous game. I like the layout to this. Is this like an endless runner space game?
Yes.
Very nice, very nice.
You control two dragons flying through circles, and you're just trying to avoid them and collect some gems. And you get score, and you can post it on the leaderboard. So that's basically it.
Very good looking game. And that one's spelled Dracos, and it's only 99 cents. So I'll say if you like bacterias, check out Dracos and support the developer.
Yeah, thank you. That sounds like a plan. It's not released under the same developer name, is it?
No.
Okay. We were part of the small company back then. We were just two developers, and now we grew up into five people, and we are in a different company. So
I see.
That's just our own.
Do you guys do this full time? App development?
Yes. Yeah.
Very cool, man. That's awesome.
We have two private investors that actually believe in us, which is quite rare.
Yeah,
I believe, but we got lucky. So I'm really pleased about that.
Wow.
We are very happy that we have that.
Good for you.
We have complete freedom in creativity, and so that is like that.
I need to get lucky like you guys, like you do. tell us what's in the future for Triple Hill? Do you guys, when's your next game coming out? And if you give us any like sneak peek tidbits about it.
Yeah, so first about Bacteria, if I can say about that.
Sure.
Well, we are going to release 20 more levels. If you have full version. We're currently testing them. I know it's kind of taking so a little bit long. I mean, it's about a month, but we need to make sure it's fun, it looks good, it plays good. We made making new backgrounds with new animations. We're improving. We actually improved UI system, completely redesigned that, a new update. So work takes time. So that. That's it for Bacteria for now. Maybe there will be more levels. That depends on the people, if they like it or want more.
Right.
Sure, we will make more of that. About future plans in the development of games. So we're working actually on two games. The method we are using are the agile software development, which is it's not agile software. We are using the agile methods, which is quite helping us make a lot of work with a very small team in a short amount of time.
Huh. Right.
So we can do work on two different games at one time.
Wow.
Basically, one is in process of developing. So we are programming, we're trying it, we're making or finding the right art style, and the second one is in pre-production, which is design and writing stuff about it and making, you know, how it looks, how it play, what's being there, and so on.
There's birds in these games, isn't there? At least one of them.
No.
Okay.
At least not yet.
I was
do you
want to say
our games, or is that something specific?
No. I just thought there would be birds in it for some reason. I don't know.
I just know he sounded really confident when he said that, and I'm thinking, how does he know this?
I don't know. I got a feeling there was birds in it. I was totally wrong.
Yeah, maybe there will be some birds. So it's a good idea. I will write it down.
Okay.
Give birds in the game.
Give me credit. creative assistance. Oh, cool, man. When do you expect any of those games to be released?
Well, hopefully first game will roll out in 2 months.
Wow.
It will be a 2D game. 2 or 3 months. I'm not sure completely, because that's, you cannot never tell exact date until it's in a certain state. The second game will be probably available somewhere around the end of the year or after that.
Wow, you're cranking them
shortly
out.
After that.
That's great. So, Peter, is there anything that we missed during the show? Any last comments you'd like to say, or any last thoughts?
Yeah, maybe I just want to say thank you, guys, for sharing our apps. It's going to certainly help to help us to get to the people and make more people play it, hopefully, and get more feedback, because we listen to feedback every day. We're reading the comments, we're reading the emails, and trying to understand what people want to play, and so that's important to us.
That's good, man. That's very smart. Because the people will always tell you what they want, and not everybody will listen. So it's cool that you guys are doing that.
Yeah, we're trying our best.
Thank you. Well, keep making good games, and we'll keep talking about them.
I will certainly going to try that.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. That is going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next time.